One could imagine that it happened this way. In the beginning, words scattered by chance in all directions, uncontrolled energies. While lines of words would have crossed the sheets of paper, obeying only their own furor. The pencil of the writer, his fingertips, his pen, his machine would have followed them. Little by little, as words became more numerous, more compact, gathered together, rushed together into certain regions of the paper, small fields of forces would have localized themselves. Eddies, knots,
press, contours,
good words, spontaneous designs of filings climbing up and down the pages in mad laughter. And it is from this, from place to place, that the chance of a figure of speech would have appeared, carried by this mass of aleatory events, by these thousands of forces crisscrossing on the paper, a shy silhouette, a profile, a Chinese saxophone, the sparkling wheels of a Buick, the carnivalesque uniform of a paratrooper, a story would have appeared. But it was quite different. The writer sat down first on the page with a great deal of meticulousness, trees, roads, cars, people, rooms, people in the streets, and inside these rooms, behind window panes, puppets, which resemble the people in the streets. This done, the real beginning begins. A rain of words, small, large, compact, fall upon the design of the story. It is pierced, drawn, covered over, buried, torn, lost. Lost? No, it is here, but only in the form of a game of appearances and disappearances. The previous figures are only a support, an adversary support, somewhat like the canvas, smooth, monochromatic, prepared by the painter before he begins his real work. The words cling to the surface, struggle against it. Here the syntax struggles against the syntax. It eagerly refuses the elements which, at the same time, make it setting, its resting place, space between past, present, between a tree and a platform, here.